Nada es atento.
Yay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. We're obviously here. I mean, if you're watching it, we're obviously here with Sid and Taylor. If you're listening, we're not so obviously here with them. But yeah, I think we'll start out with housekeeping, Taylor.
Hi.
Do you want to drop yours? Drop it.
Sure. Okay. It is my Instagram is underscore underscore TAYY 11 underscore underscore.
And Sydney, I'm not going to ask you. And then the girls' Facebook group is Girls Lifting Plates. You have to request to join, but then me and Kat are the admins or whatever, so we'll let you in. But join that group, especially if you're local to Minnesota, because we do a lot of like events and it's a good way to meet new people. And then the Girls Lifting Snapchat group, add me. If you have Sid or Taylor or Kat on Snap, they'll throw you in there too. So my Snap is KAYC-FTNS. And then my pers oh, Girls on the Move podcast, Instagram and YouTube, go subscribe, be a saint. And then my personals are for TikTok and Instagram is K.an.fitness. K.an.fitness. Yeah, that's it. Should we get into our segments?
Nope.
Oh, and also the groups are girls only. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. What are the segments? Hold on.
Would be good to know.
Food of the week.
Just kidding.
Oh, what one did you want?
I was saying lift of the week because that's the only one that came to my brain, but food of the week.
I forgot all of them.
First.
Sid, do you have one?
Don't make it
Does it
be
me?
what? I feel like I probably do, but I'm gonna have to think about it because what food did I make this week? I
Taylor,
made
do you have
something. Oh,
one?
like a Cajun Alfredo, like pasta, whatever. So good.
Oh.
Broccoli, peppers, because then you don't taste them because they're covered in Alfredo sauce. So good.
Love. Very good. Taylor?
I'm in
Taylor?
my bagels today. They're really good.
Your
Wait, what?
bagels?
My bagels.
Oh, you did make
They
them.
looked good.
Yeah.
I did chocolate chip and with like dark chocolate chips, and then I did everything bagel. And they were
Looked
really
really good.
good because, I had to try both of them. But
Naturally.
literally, like three ingredients. Like, it's the yogurt, the self-rising flour that you mix together. And then I put an egg wash on the top, and then if you can add anything that you want to them. And like, I did a cup of flour and 3/4 a cup of Greek yogurt, and it made like three or four like perfect bagels.
What a big bagel.
It's really easy. And then
Yummy.
I air fried them because air frying them, I don't know, I just like it better. But yeah.
Sounds good.
They're really good. I'm excited. Are you distracted right now?
Yeah, I'm like picking up my calluses.
Maybe stop doing that.
Oh, in case the zoomies up there, I think. Okay, my food of the week was salmon bites. I made myself some salmon bites today and they were tasty. Tasty, tasty, tasty.
Sounds good.
They were good. Just air fried them too.
Yum. Oh, I lied. I have a new food of the week. I remembered. I made honey lemon pepper wings. So good. Those I could
Didn't
have eaten
you?
100 of.
Is this your second time recently making
No, I made them
wings?
on Sunday, which is why I didn't remember.
Oh,
Because,
oh.
which technically for the podcast is not like the week, but whatever. I
Doesn't
was fine.
matter. Yeah. Do we have a lift?
No.
No, you do tonight?
Well, I only did 2 weeks this week because I'm still trying to recover from the lovely COVID.
Yeah. Exactly.
But the two that I did, one of them was a leg day, and that one was just really, really hard because it was the first lift that I did in literally like 8 days. And I was like, why am I doing a leg day right now? But it was just what was up on my program. But then the next day was an arm day, and it was like a like circuit arm day. So like I'm thinking about what it was. So it was like there were three different exercises, and you did like 3 sets of 30 seconds for the first one, and then you went right into 3 sets of 30 seconds for the second one, and then right into 3 sets of 30 seconds for the third one, and then you got like a bigger break, and then you started another 3 sets. So it was just
No,
like
thank
a
you.
lot of like constant movement, which like I get really bored in my lifts if I'm not doing like things constantly, or I'll literally just sit on my phone for like 20 minutes and then I didn't do anything for 20 minutes. So I need to be doing things like all the time.
Okay.
But so like it was, I think like the first like circuit was like dumbbell bench press, alternating rows, and then shoulder press. So it was like bang, bang, bang. And then, like, the second set, there were wide rows in it. And I don't do wide rows a lot because of my shoulder and because, like, just the motion of like bringing my like that weight outside of my body so much, it like hurts my shoulder. But I think my shoulder's getting a lot stronger because I was able to do them with 25s, I think.
I don't even think I could do them with 25s if I tried right now. Just one.
But yeah, I was able to do them with 25s, and like I could like feel them like in my back, which normally I
Yeah.
don't because there's so much strain in my shoulder that I just feel the pain from it instead of like the actual like movement. So
Yeah.
that was good. Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's fun getting stronger after 6 years.
I'm sitting on Ink's dog bed right now.
I love that
It's
for you.
not the most ideal situation here. My lift of the week was okay, so I'm on a new split. So I'm doing instead of PPL, we're doing PLPL because it's dump truck season, baby. But we're doing like push, glutes, hammy, pull, glutes, quads. And it's hell. But I did hip thrusts for the first time in a while. And I literally, my ass cheek got like a muscle cramp. Like it started spazzing and twitching. And I'm like, this is the weirdest thing ever. But that wasn't really what made it my lift of the week. But I think just like swing, I think just like switching it up. Like, and doing something a little bit different is making me, or hopefully gonna make me enjoy leg day a little bit more because I just like dread it every single time. But I don't know. Hopefully it's better because I have it twice as much now.
So I like absolutely love hip thrusts because they're one of the very few legs exercises that I can do without the assistance of my shoulder. Like even like squatting, I still have to put the bar on my shoulder and it compresses that muscle. So like freaking hip thrusts, like I was able to like crank out like five of them at 350 pounds. Like, this is my favorite thing ever. But then I get done with them and I'm like, guys, I can't feel my butt. Like,
Yeah,
it's
like
gone.
for a
I
week. I will be horizontal for like 3 to 5 business days after this. Yeah, no, they're brutal, but like, I don't know. I want to like, I hate leg days so much, but I also want like tree trunks. So it's like, I actually kind of have to work for this. But not to say I was slacking, I was slacking. I need to up my intensity. Do you know what I mean? I'm
Yeah,
all
so
over the place tonight. But Zercher squats, I've been doing those too. I like those a lot. I think that's helping with my depth a little bit because I'm just doing them light and for high rep.
Yeah.
And I've been doing hella mobility.
See, love mobility. 10 out of 10.
I just
10 out of 10.
rambled. Said you don't have a lift of the week?
No, I feel like we didn't have any lifts for the girls because it's their first week of two games.
Mm.
They didn't have any lifts, which means I don't really make any lifts. Slash, you will not catch me working out right now. So I do a lot of mobility with them, which I
Yeah.
love.
Yeah.
I'm really excited though because the new program from Sydney Cummings just came out today and it starts tomorrow. And I
Awesome.
really liked the last one because it, like I've said before, it was like straight strength based. But after a while, when you're doing straight strength every single day, that can get kind of boring. So this one that she made, like it is very strength based, but like there's different like kinds of strength in it. So like the first week I was looking at it and it's like the first one is literally low impact like step. So like aerobics, but like incorporating dumbbells and stuff. And then it's 40-minute strength flow, and then abs and arms, and glute band burner, and then like a cardio one. And then like you go back to the next week and it's like a full body boot camp.
The hardest workout I've ever done in my life is going to step class with my mom. One, these old ladies making me look like I've never known how to walk a day in my life. They're like jumping up and down and down and back. And I'm like, they're like, now we're doing this step. And I'm like, I don't know what we're doing, but okay. Other
Can
step.
you just like
Other
go in the back and mimic what everyone else is doing?
is in the back. And I was embarrassed because at that point I was a college athlete, like very much in shape, like best shape of my life. And I literally was dying. There are 60-year-old women in this class acting like nothing
Yeah.
phases them.
But it's a different sort of movement, you know? Like it's a, anytime I try a different like Taylor, if I did your videos, I'd be dead. I would be on my ass dead. Like, and like, whenever you try a different like form of movement than what you're used to, your body's not used to, obviously. So it's like you're gonna feel it a lot more than if somebody's been doing it for a long time. It's almost like they're practicing it, you know? It's like something they practice.
See, Zumba workouts, step workouts, I love.
I like
Favorite.
love that Zumba workout.
I mean,
I
I
want
used
to
to force Sid to do Zumba with me, and she just would not. She'd do two songs, and she was done.
I was dying, not done, dying. Taylor could do Zumba for like 30 minutes straight and just like have the time of her life. I'm like a song in and I am embarrassed and humbled massively because all these people are talking and singing and doing the Zumba and Taylor's having the time of her life. Just da 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 da. I am on the floor. I'm ready to puke. I don't get it.
That's hilarious. I don't know.
Queen.
It's like cardio, though. That's straight cardio.
Yeah, but the thing is, I hate running. Like, I absolutely cannot stand running, but I can do 45 minutes to an hour straight of Zumba without stopping.
That's very true. She's
I
wild.
could never. Could never.
Nope.
Did you see one of your ex-hockey soccer players ran that donut 5K?
Yes,
I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I knew about that because I would have absolutely run that for the medal.
I know. And
Absolutely.
she got a donut. A medal and a donut. A donut medal and a donut.
A
Yeah.
donut medal and a donut.
Wally's
But
just insane.
we should find cute like 5Ks that actually give you good shit, and sign up for those.
Says the one who just goes and runs a 5K on a daily basis without an issue.
Not on a daily basis, on a like
Okay, on
once
a
every 6 months
two, no,
basis.
it's about every 2 to 3 weeks that you're like, oh yeah, I went for a run, and it ends up being a 5K.
That's very true.
No, it's been like three times this month.
Also,
But
ma'am, 3 times this month.
before that, it was like months. What?
You were running in shoes that had like no sole left on
Oh,
them.
yeah, I literally put a hole, like my finger went through the shoe. Me and my mom were walking, and we were walking. Someone's yard was like they were sprinkling their yard.
Watering their yard.
Yeah.
Sprinkling their yard.
I knew it was wrong as soon as I said it, and I was like, what am I trying to say?
That's a new one.
They were watering their yard, and so the sidewalk was wet, and I walked through and I was like, oh, my foot's wet now. Just so I'm like walking on top of it.
Oh my gosh.
And
That's so
that's my mom was like, we're getting shoes today. I put a recorded, like recorded being like I started an activity on my watch. I put 530 miles on them and I wear them to work every day. So those are not like, there's probably closer to like 700-ish.
that's wild. That's an insane amount.
It was funny, but now I got new shoes. I got the Brooks Glycerin GTS and hopefully they're gonna be better than these ones because those ones give me really bad blisters.
Or those
Like
ones.
when I first got them, not like as old holy shoes, you know?
Yeah. What were those, the adrenalines? Or did you get.
No, they were the glycerin, but I got the glycerin GTS because it has like more of a support rail along the side. So she said that should prevent that.
We love
I
that.
said, okay, I trust you.
I'm trusting you, ma'am.
I'm trusting you, but yeah. It's exciting shit. And then, yeah, that was the whole spiel just from nothing, right?
Pretty huge.
Yeah.
Pretty huge.
Do you guys have what? Oh, do you have a high of the week?
Undefeated in conference for soccer. We love that.
Very nice. Very nice.
I know. Starting off strong.
Yeah, you
And
are.
starting goalkeeper is back.
Hell
Other girl
yeah.
stepped up and did
Oh, wait,
great,
she's
but
back now?
yep, she got cleared. She played in the game
Hey.
on Saturday and did so good. And I am so happy because, again, other keeper did great, even though she's not a keeper. And we're all so happy for her, but we miss Rach a lot.
That's good, she's back.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for her.
Me too. I was scared she did what Taylor did, and I'm like, that's unfortunate because
But
Taylor
I still
had
had
issues, but it's not what Taylor had. Different. Any
That's
other high
good.
week people?
Taylor?
Don't know. I just had a really long week. Like,
Yeah,
I
I feel
actually have to get
that.
up in the morning like every single day. And I don't do that normally.
This high week
Envy you.
phone is pretty.
What's pretty?
Taylor's phone is pretty.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
your high can be your apps.
I did that like 2 weeks ago, though.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Hi, Taylor.
I
When she
just
was
didn't tell
sick.
you that until today.
Taylor never
Rude.
talked to us during the week.
I know. I'm hurt.
Actually, Kay tries to FaceTime us every single day, and we
Yeah.
just tend to not answer her ever.
I answer sometimes.
I do sometimes too, but it's never consistently.
I
The
know. One of the times I'm at practice, and sometimes I'm at school. So I never, I'm like, at practice,
Always, yeah.
at school, I would love to answer you, but I have to do my job.
Yeah, that sucks.
And most of the times, if
Sucks.
I'm FaceTiming during school, it's Taylor trying to have her solve issues, and she doesn't answer me, so I cry. Not in front of my
Yeah,
students.
Taylor's like a serial non-answer FaceTime calls.
Period. She's the worst at answering, like, period, on her phone.
Everything.
For a girl
Yeah.
who I know has her phone on her 24/7,
The thing is,
never
it's
leaves.
with me 24/7. Like, it's always like with me. It's just whether or not like I'm actually like on it and in a mental state to have a conversation.
Fair.
In case you're wondering.
And the conversation part just, it depends on how peopled out I am for the day.
Yeah, I feel.
Normally when I talk to you guys, I'm fine because we just sit in silence like 50% of the time and don't
Yeah.
actually
true.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I'm just really
That's
bad
how
at it.
we hang out in person too.
Yeah. I
Half the time
think.
is nonstop yap. The other half is just sit and rot.
I have at least 200 unread texts right now. Yeah.
Bam.
Would stress me the fuck out.
Sad. That's.
That's crazy. Is
Why do shoes have to be so expensive? Are
that what you're
you
doing
looking?
right
Yes, I'm trying to find new shoes.
now? You're wild. Okay, hi, Louie.
This weekend I had like one of we did one of the girls meet up from the Facebook group, and that went well. It was fun. And then I hung out with a friend later, and that was fun. And then I walked with a different friend this morning, and that was fun.
Dang.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I was the walk was rough. No, it was good. When I was moving, it was good. When I sat down afterwards, I was like, I'm gonna puke. Like, I was unwell. But the walk itself was good. And we just yapped. She brought her two dogs.
Love
So I
them.
got to, they're so cute. They're both little pitties, but like significantly smaller than Ink. So like I was walking the even the smallest one. And I was like, I think one time she's like, oh, if he when he's pulling, you can tug on like his leash, you know? And I'm like, I didn't even like realize he was pulling. Like it felt like Ink's normal good walking. Because he's so small. I was
Yeah,
like, oh my
perfect.
gosh. Yeah, but it's fun. It was a good weekend. Did lots of things, but should we get into the topic?
Yes.
Okay. So we last minute decided the topic, meaning Kay Googled health and fitness topic ideas. And so one of them was like easier, quick snacks kind of for on the go, or like easy meal preps, like meal prep meals for like lunches, tight on time dinners and stuff like that. So we're kind of just gonna give out some ideas and some things that we like that are easy.
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys have like a list or like probably not a list, but like a mental list? Like, do we want to go,
Quick
like,
question.
yeah.
Do I want wide or extra wide shoes?
Wide.
Okay. Never mind, keep going.
Extra wide, I feel like, turns into like the barefoot shoes.
Because I do have really wide feet, but I don't know if I need.
In wide, fine.
Okay.
Yeah, why does it? Do you have any, Sid, right off the bat?
I feel like I talked about it the last time I was on the pod, but overnight oats are just the easiest, like, because I literally made three of them tonight because I don't like them after like more than 3 days. That's where my limit stands. But I made some chai overnight oats this time, and then just my normal like cinnamon vanilla. But I love them because I literally will not eat in the morning, especially if I have to get up early. And I literally just grab them, grab a spoon, and go. Do I sometimes forget a spoon? Yes, but that's fine because I work at a place that has spoons. But so easy because you will not catch me getting up extra early to make myself breakfast. So.
That's so you did like it though, because last time you were on, you were talking about it and you were saying you were hoping it would be good and that you liked it, but you do.
Because I made one without protein powder and then two with protein powder. And I definitely like it without the protein powder, which was a little bit of a bummer. But honestly, for a girl that doesn't eat a lot of breakfast or big breakfast anyway, I was like, okay, without protein powder is probably fine. Some people might not mind the texture. I loathed it. Granted, I might try a different protein powder, the one that I
Yeah.
normally eat, to see if that's better because I was just using it in like extra bag I had because I need to get through it. So we'll see if I try my new one and like it. But right now I'm just doing my normal like chia seeds, flax seeds, oats, and all my fun things. And good though. 10 out of 10. Now I need to try more flavors. So people have flavor ideas. Please comment.
Yeah.
The thing about protein powder with a lot of that stuff is, like you said, if you are not a person that likes the texture of protein powder, it does not matter what you do to it,
Yeah,
it's
it's never
not going to
gonna be
make
good.
it better.
Because I hate the texture of it, the only way I will drink it is if I have like one of those
Thunderbolt.
personal size ninjas where it's just like a cup and you blend it like upside down. I have one of those. That's the only way I'll drink it because I gotta make sure it's like perfectly like mixed. Because if I get a chunk, I will. Yeah,
Yep, I
it's
get
not gonna be good. One thing I've said this episode already is salmon bites, like air fried salmon bites. So what I do is I just have a salmon fillet and then chop it up, season it, putting it in the air fryer for like 6 minutes. It's so quick, so easy, so good, and it's a good protein snack. I don't know. I like it. It's easy.
food.
Taylor, do you got one?
Was gonna interrupt
She's
Taylor.
looking at shoes.
I mean, for my food of the week, I talked about the bagels that I make. Those
Yeah.
are they're so easy. Like I said, they're literally two ingredients, and then anything else you want to add to them. It can be a mess sometimes because of the flour, but anytime that you make anything with flour,
Yeah.
yeah, you can have a little bit of a cleanup, but
Sorry.
I mean, I think it was 2 weeks ago I made them and they were like pumpkin ones, so I added some extra stuff to it, like pumpkin puree and like pumpkin pie spice and that type of stuff. You can do like ones where you put fruit in them. Some people make them with cottage cheese instead of Greek yogurt. It just depends on what you like. But yeah, those have kind of been my go-to lately because I crave bread a lot. But at least when I eat like one of these, at least I'm still getting like protein and it's not just like straight up bread. Like there is another like ingredient in it that isn't just straight flour and grain.
Yeah. Sid, do you have another one?
I was gonna say one thing, which like now I do literally all the time, but like I don't know why it didn't ever click for me. For a girl that always has chicken nuggets in her freezer, I literally was at my nanny kids, like just hanging out with their parents, and she's like, "Oh, I can make salads for us, whatever." And she made like a bag salad and then cooked chicken nuggets and chopped them and put them on top. And I was like, "I'm stupid. I've been like, I have to de-thaw chicken, like breast or thigh or whatever, and then cook it and like put it on because like." I like protein with my salad because otherwise
Yeah.
a salad is just not gonna do it for me.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, I'm stupid. Why have I never done this? Because like I'm a chicken Caesar salad. Like I could eat that every day of the week. The only
Yeah.
food I could probably eat every day of the week. And so now I basically always just use my chicken nuggets for my salad. And there's one brand that Target carries. I don't know what it's called. It's in a green bag. It's so expensive, but they have like a spicy chicken nugget and it's so good. Oh, I'm in love. But chicken nuggets on salads, game changer. At least for me. It might be very obvious for everybody else, but I love it.
I never thought of it either.
It's just so good. And I always have chicken
Yeah.
nuggets. I love chicken nuggets.
Yeah. So I think like two of the super obvious like meal prep ones. I feel like the meal prep ones are like pretty obvious and known, but like beef or chicken and rice, like meats with rice is probably the easiest go-to like prepping. And then you get some like greens or something on the side. But I feel like in my experience, that's the easiest to meal prep. And if I'm meal prepping or like even for the next day, that's what it will be 10 times out of 10. It's just a meat and some rice, just to power through the day. But for meals, I have like a lot of snack ones, but for meals, that's probably what I have.
Yeah.
Taylor?
Taylor's busy looking for her new shoes since her whole book's
Jesus
done.
Christ, Taylor.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I'm a
She's
girl
bending up.
She's like, I need these ones. Okay, let me see. Those ones are cool. They look like they have a super high base, though. That seems like it'd be very
Taylor,
bad.
you're muted. I
Taylor,
am
you
back.
need a flatter base of a shoe since you have bad ankles and knees. You don't
Okay, but.
want the boat.
Well, what kind of walking shoe doesn't have the boat?
There's
I didn't
an
want to.
online, no, there's a lot. There's an online test, though, that you can do. My friend did that to figure out what shoe would be better for her feet, and it's worked really well for her.
Okay, I'll stop talking about shoes now.
No, you're fine. I
It's
just thought that
so
might
good to
help.
have.
It goes with the
Something that I do sometimes, especially because I like talked about how I like bread. I like things with salts, just like that type of thing for snacks. I'll do like cucumber sandwiches. So like two slices of cucumber, and then I'll put like a cheese slice in the middle and like little like either ham or turkey or some kind of meat. And then instead of doing like a cracker sandwich like I normally would, it's a cucumber sandwich. So you add in some greens, and then you take out like the starch and like the other not great stuff that you get with like Ritz crackers or stuff like that.
Smart.
And then you
I
can
feel like
also add
you
like
could,
seasonings and stuff.
yeah, I feel like you could just like stick a, like put it on a toothpick and make a big thing so that it's easier to like bring to like work or school or wherever it is. That's a good one. I'm gonna do that.
It's pretty easy too because it's normally
Yeah.
stuff that I just have around
Yeah.
the like house, so
For sure.
As a cucumber hater, sounds interesting, but I
you
cannot speak.
hate all the things that I like and it bothers me.
No, but you are
How
not
dare
picky.
you not like the same food?
I'm extremely picky. I'm also not like Kate. Like I, my meal prep, like even within my overnight oats, I can meal prep like one or two meals to eat, like that are the same, but I cannot eat the same thing every day, like for 5 days.
Yeah.
I will lose.
I eat three eggs and a piece of bread for breakfast every single day. I can't remember the last time I didn't do that.
That's wild.
Like, I don't get like you need variety. I do not get sick of foods. If I know what I like, I'm gonna just keep eating it because I am also a picky eater.
Yeah, that
So,
is fair. I'm a picky eater in the way that I need something new every day.
yeah, that's fair.
I just don't eat breakfast half of the time, so it's fine.
That's why overnight oats, Taylor.
Okay, but the thing is, I've been doing a lot of research lately, and overnight oats actually aren't great for you because of the starch in them.
Okay, but we're not here to demonize starches. Starches are good food.
I know starches are good, but they're not the first thing that you should eat in the morning. Because that means that you've been fasting all night. This is a whole other topic,
My mother right
but
now.
you've been fasting all night, okay, because you haven't put anything into your body. So the first thing that you eat or drink in the morning is the first thing that's going to enter your intestines and is automatically going to get like picked up and into your bloodstream. So starches, like potatoes, like all that kind of stuff, oats, that's like one of your like biggest like glucose like
Spike your blood sugar.
words. So it spikes your blood sugar right away in the morning. And a lot of the time when we spike our blood sugar right away in the morning, then that leads to we have like really weird like cravings throughout the day. It can make you tired. So it's not that starches are bad. Like go ahead, eat starches. Like they're like you need them in your diet, but it's just not what you should eat right away in the morning.
You sound
Yeah,
exactly like
that's fair.
But
I
overnight oats, they're not bad. Just eat something else before you eat them.
okay, my coffee also spiking my blood sugar. We have a
Yeah.
well-rounded meal of coffee and overnight oats every morning. Not every morning, because again, I cannot do something more than 2 days in a row.
That's fair.
But like
Do
I make like omelets a lot. Like I know they
you?
take a little bit of like more time, but Honestly, like I mix up an omelet. Sometimes I don't even put milk in it. Like I just, it's four eggs, and then I'll put spinach in it and feta cheese and like bacon bits or like sausage or literally that and like fried up. And it's so much protein. There's not really any like things in it that are going to like spike really high for your glucose. And since I've been doing that, I feel so much better throughout the day because like I'm not starting my body on a sugar high pretty much.
That's fair.
I believe that. I was about to say I survive on a sugar high. I'm just a 12-year-old. Whatever. I say it, this is literally my snack right now. As Kay would say, wait, what did she say?
Don't
Tajine?
remember.
Tajine.
I did not say Tajine. I'm not gonna say how I said it, but it wasn't that way.
Basically, for people not on YouTube, Target sell these. They're called Snack Club, and they do like different tahine covered like candies, like mango rings, peach rings, watermelon rings, gummy bears. I'm addicted because I love tahine. And I was showing Kate, and she said tagine or tagine, or I literally could not tell you, but it made me giggle. To be fair, Taylor has seen me eat a lot of tahine things, so she does know how it's pronounced. I would hope.
Do you have, oh wait, you said that was your next snack.
I just looked up these New Balance 928 shoes because they're like, it's supposed to be really good for like your ankles and like for people that have flat feet. They are dad shoes. Like they are literally the ugliest things I have ever seen.
Lot of hair. I know which ones you're talking
Hilarious.
about.
Ah! Okay, I'm done.
Another like go-to for me is like yogurt, and I put like some honey in it. Like you can do Greek or yogurt, any yogurt obviously, but like I do like the Silk brand because it's dairy-free. I put honey and like smash up raspberries and put those in there too, and sometimes I freeze it and like make it into, it's like really hard, but it's ice cream to me, so it's like rock hard though, because I always forget about it, always. So then I'm like, oh, 2 days later, I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Let's start pickaxing this bitch. But yeah, I like that a lot.
That's what we did for before like game days, like early game days on Saturdays. We always do breakfast with the girls. And the last one, a bunch of girls made like protein pancakes, which were really good. I don't know what they put on them, but they were really good. And then we did like yogurt parfaits, like yogurt, granola, fruit. And I just did like yogurt, whatever granola it was, it's like Purely Elizabeth or something was the brand.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally the best granola I've ever had in my life. And so good. I did
It's
that. It was like,
expensive.
what? Yeah, it was expensive, but it honestly
It's
might be worth
really
it. But it was like cookie dough, cookie something. It was like chocolate granola, basically. And almond butter and honey. It was so good.
love,
Ugh, obsessed.
love.
I love almond butter.
One of the other snacks I had on my list too, though, it was celery with almond butter on top. I love it. It's so refreshing. But I got almond butter for the ungodly price of $13.49 for like a, it wasn't even like the size of peanut butter. It was like, it was smaller. And I'm like,
Where, ma'am? Where?
Cub, because it was
Oh.
convenient. So it's gonna be a little pricier. But then I looked it up on Amazon. It was like $11.90 or something. So I'm like, oh my gosh. But I got it because I was craving it.
I feel like that's the hardest thing. Oh, Pablo's gonna make noise now because he's awake. That is like the hardest thing I'm trying to figure out now is like for me, like what things I spend money on that are like maybe higher quality and what things I continue to just buy cheap.
Yeah, I know it's hard though.
That's the most adultiest thing. Like, I feel like I've had to do right now is like, do I buy the good meat or like this meat, this produce? Because I know they talk about like the dirty dozen produce or whatever. Do I know what they are? No. Should I probably? Maybe. But at this point, I'm like, sometimes I just want apples and I'm just gonna buy the cheapest brand that I actually like the best texture. I don't care if they're whatever or whatever. But sometimes when I'm buying my chicken nuggets, I'm like, maybe I should buy better chicken nuggets.
Yeah. It's hard though. Taylor, do you have one? That's okay.
I like smoothies, but
Oh, that's a good one.
the thing about smoothies is don't do straight fruit smoothies.
I
You
love
have,
straight fruit smoothies.
they are so bad. There's all kinds of science behind it, but they are so bad. Not that fruit is bad. Like, I'm not trying to demonize any certain kinds of food.
Yeah, there's
Like,
some bad, but also I'm not demonizing
but
them.
like, eat what you want to eat, but straight fruit smoothies, you can do so much better. Like, they
I literally
add
use my
something.
base as orange juice. It's straight juice or like fruit. It's except for the ice cubes. That's the only thing. It's frozen fruit, orange juice, and ice cubes. No. I don't even have ice cubes because of the frozen fruit.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay,
It's
the thing is, if you make a smoothie, you need to have some form of fiber in that smoothie.
flax seeds, my love.
Yes. But,
You will poop
so
your
a
pants.
lot of people will say, put like vegetables in your smoothies, which is great. Go for it. When you make a smoothie and the blades grind everything up, the blades also grinded up the fiber. Did you guys know that?
I also, people do. I love the TikTok people who are like watching other people, like all the people who are like crazy demonize food, but then sell their own food for whatever. I like watching the people who like debunk those people. And one person's like, smoothies will make you fatter because, oh, what was it? Oh, because they do all the hard work for you, which I do get that there is going to be obviously significantly less, not significantly. There's going to be less because obviously you're not chewing like that mechanical process. But like when people are like, smoothies are just the cheater's way out of blah, 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 I was like, you will rip a smoothie from my cold, dead hands. Like,
It's
together.
better than going and getting a coffee.
I will still do that too, but yes.
I
Like
mean, yeah, I was saying,
I
I'm
said,
doing just,
I love smoothies. Smoothies are great.
yeah.
Like, there are certain things that you can add to them that, yes, they are going to increase your calories for the day. They are going to increase like the types of like ways your body like processes stuff. And like if you drink four smoothies a day because you're like, oh, it's a smoothie, it's not adding anything to like my diet. No shit. You're probably gonna gain weight because yeah, that smoothie that you're drinking is still easily gonna be 300, 400, 500 calories depending on what you're adding to it. So it doesn't matter what like you're drinking because it's still calories. So like no shit if you are just putting things into your body and you're like, oh, because it's a drink, it doesn't count. Well, yeah, then that's an issue. But yeah, smoothies, great. If you're gonna make a smoothie though, add something else into it besides just fruit. Greek yogurt, great. Protein, great. Flax seeds, great.
Seeds.
But add something else into it so that you're not just drinking straight sugar water, because that is basically what a straight fruit smoothie is.
No, but it tastes better that way.
You can make it taste good though by adding other things.
Case like
There
every.
are other options.
But also, smoothies is the easiest way for you to get calories. Smoothie.
True. But also a smoothie, unless you're actually adding all of the, you're hitting all your protein and all your macro goals in it, it's not a 100% meal replacement. So we need to remember
Well, it's
that.
not supposed to really be a meal, but it's
It
true.
can be if you're adding, like, if you're legitimately somehow hitting your macros in it,
Yeah, like
but
you're
it's not
mixing
gonna,
like fucking chicken and eggs in it.
yeah, but it's not gonna happen. So,
A
not a
gallon
meal
or two of
replacement.
it.
Also, if I'm drinking a smoothie, I just need to like eat something with it, otherwise I don't feel full. Like I need to like
Yeah.
be half food.
I
don't think I've ever had a smoothie with the mindset of like, oh, like I want to just like I'm hungry and I want to have something easier, you know? I've always had smoothies when I'm like, oh, that sounds really good right now. Like, oh, I'm craving this. So I'm gonna make them with my all juice, all fruit. Because to me, that's like, oh, I'm gonna enjoy this so much more. I never make smoothies, hardly ever. Because it's really annoying to clean up.
See,
Like,
I found a little hack for it, which is literally just like my Dawn spray bottle and then really, really hot water, and it cleans it all up like literally within 30 seconds.
Oh, slay, I guess.
Especially if you do it right away, like
Yeah,
literally as
that's the thing.
soon as you pour
You have to
it.
at least rinse it right away. Otherwise, you're
Also,
starving.
I just did a quiz on ASICS to see what kind of shoe is like made for you, and I got done with it, and it literally goes, "Sorry, we weren't able to find an exact product match using your selection."
Oh my
That's
God.
it.
That's tough. Wow. Obviously, air-fried broccoli. I've talked about it a shit ton. Love that. Love it. It's so easy. I mean, all of these are just technically supposed to be, but I don't know. I really like it. It's like so you make it crunchy. I hate the texture of steamed vegetables, so I have to like air fry mine. Love that.
I was just saying, like, to get me to eat a whole plate of green beans, butter, a lot of butter, and like seasoning and garlic, and I mean a whole plate of green beans. Does it come with the butter? Yes. But if that's what's getting me to eat my greens, it's getting me to eat my greens.
Greens are greens.
Exactly. Just got a side of good flavor.
Yeah. Do you have more?
Different things. Honestly, my instant pot, life-changing. I love it. Is it a pain to store? Yes. But honestly, I just leave it on my counter because I'm using it every minute. Now, well, if it gets cold, since it's a million degrees right now. But if it starts getting cold, I literally do everything in it, like soup, whatever, because you can do like slow cooker or you can do like actual instant pot. And like you can do frozen food. So like I always forget to like thaw my chicken. And I like can just put frozen chicken in there and like make shredded chicken for tacos. I'll make it like you remember I literally do chicken breast and then a jar of salsa. And then it's very
Wonderful.
easy slash lazy chicken for tacos. So good.
Love that. Love it. Air pop popcorn.
Yes, fave.
You drizzle or when you like melt the butter or whatever you put in it, put honey in it too. Melt that with it. Game changer. It's like given like kettle corn almost. It is so good. And also like honey is such a good energy source too.
The
I
honey.
always get such a sugar high from it. Beef sticks. The brand Chomps is not bad. I got some from Aldi. And Alex hated the jalapeno ones.
Those are the best ones.
He loves jalapeno anything, but he said those ones weren't that just weren't good. But I didn't have I just had the originals and I was like, oh, this is really good. I liked it a lot.
Walmart
But
has like a ton of different flavors for chunks, but I haven't. The only one I've tried are like original jalapeno. I was by the
Yeah.
alcohol. He likes those ones.
Yeah.
But I'm a beef jerky girl to the day I die, so.
I don't know, but those are such a good, quick, high protein, obviously, like easy snack to pack. Obviously, they're more processed, but the snack, who cares?
Okay, give it to me.
And then my last one, do you guys have any more?
I have one, but
You have one? Okay, go. My mouth.
mine's just avocado toast,
Oh,
especially for
no.
like breakfast. I
Yes.
know you don't like it, but it's literally so easy, especially if you just have like avocados that are almost gonna like go bad. Like you just mash it up. Like sometimes I'll put like salt and pepper, like mix it in there, but I'm literally completely and totally fine with just like putting the avocado on a piece of toast and going with it.
He hated her, she sliced them. And the texture of sliced avocado for me, disgusting baby food. Mashed avocado, way better.
Yes.
Makes no sense because baby food is mashed.
Okay, but like slippery avocado slice.
Yeah.
That's
Was it
nasty.
you who said it tastes like clean wiener?
No, but I don't like that description.
Oh my gosh.
Ew. Let me enjoy my avocados and beans.
Okay, but if
Somebody
you
said that.
really don't like the avocados, okay, you can hide it underneath other stuff and still get
It's
like the
still
fiber.
there.
No, but you can still get the fiber and the fat from it. It's like literally the majority of the time, like I'll have my piece of toast, put the avocado on it, and then I'll do a fried egg, a piece of cheese, like some spinach, and like something else on the top, and then you don't taste the avocado. Yes, Kay.
But it's still there.
Yes,
Like,
it's still there, but you don't
you can't
taste
hide it from
it.
your tongue.
You don't taste
Like,
it. I'm being serious.
I've been with Chipotle mayo, so then it really covers it.
See, if you're trying to like mask the taste of something
I like avocado.
altogether, yeah, I don't. I wish I did. I truly, truly wish I did, but I know I hate it. I'm
I
not
just
gonna.
know the benefits of avocado, eating them, are like really good because they have the healthy fats, they have the fiber. Like,
Yeah, but
so
you can get
if,
it from so many other places
yeah, you
too.
can. Like, I'm not saying you can't, but it's
Yeah.
like you can mask it. It doesn't have to be just like straight avocado and bread, like I said.
Yeah, I know. I don't like the texture or the taste. So it's like,
Okay.
I tried though. I did try.
Which is so funny because I literally did. Because all I think about every time I think about avocados is Kennedy just going to town on avocados every day.
Yeah, she will eat it by the spoon.
Yeah,
And
that's so funny. If
would you do that, Taylor?
it was mashed, yeah, I wouldn't have an issue with it. Our
Just like,
roommate.
isn't that pretty much just eating guacamole at that point? Kind of.
Yeah, guacamole has lots of other stuff in it though. Which guacamole,
Okay.
jalapenos, red onions, salt, pepper, lots of lime. I could eat that by the spoon almost.
Kenzie does make really good guacamole, and I do like that, but I do not like avocado.
Yeah, once you season it though, seasonings, game changer. They make everything better.
Maybe.
Ooh, not white people. I won't
Ooh,
try it again though.
I thought
What?
of one. Something that I did recently. It's like a deconstructed sushi bowl. So, and it's like pretty easy. It's literally just like rice, and then like you put like all the stuff that you normally like put in sushi. So if like you like imitation crab, you put that in there, like whatever kind of vegetable. So like avocado a lot of the time is in sushi.
Yeah.
And then like yeah, just it's all the stuff that like you would eat like with sushi, but it's just not rolled up and it's like in a bowl. It's yeah, it's pretty easy.
I've seen
That's
people do
fair.
that with like the seaweed sheets or whatever. That
Yeah.
sheet. That sounds really good, and I might have to make that this week.
Another easy one that I've done,
I want to do it again soon though, but is those peanut butter like balls? So it's like peanut, like what I put in mine was like peanut butter, but I would substitute it with almond butter now. But peanut butter, honey, oats, I did chocolate chips just to give it a little bit of like a crunch more. And then chia seeds.
I'm just remembering the protein balls that I would make at our apartment, Sydney.
Should we
And
Were
I
they bad?
would.
Big.
No, they were good, but they were
But you make
so
them this big,
big.
like bigger than a
Like,
golf ball. Like they'd
you
be
would
golf ball
eat
or a tennis
two
ball.
of them and you were done for.
I'd eat no, not even two. You could not eat two. If you ate two, you would be in a food coma. They're huge. And they were
They
so
had.
good.
Yeah. But so, like, I did, there are always oats. And did I put chia seeds or flax seeds? It was one. Honey, almond butter, vanilla extract, chocolate chips. And then it was toasted coconut flakes.
Yeah, I was like, there's something else in there that I
Yeah.
love.
And like I would the recipe that I got, it would literally make like 30. But they would still be like
Damn.
these huge freaking balls of them. And we would
Carrie
just
was
have them in our
afraid of
fridge.
rolling them, so she'd make them bigger and bigger, everyone. Because she's like, I'm tired, I don't want to roll like 30 to 50 protein balls. Like, I'm just gonna roll like 15.
That I get that though.
And they feed you for like a full day.
Like, yeah, so we would literally, I'd make like them one day and we would just have them in our fridge for like the whole week. And we would just keep like just taking some. Like I would take like two or three to work with me so that I can eat them throughout the day. Sid would take some every so often. So like if you make them and you make them like in bulk ahead of time, they're great.
Yeah. They're a good little like snack. Like, I usually like when I get to work, so I eat before leaving to work. And then when I get to work, I usually start to get hungry around like 10-ish, and I don't eat lunch until 1. So 1 or 1:30, it depends on the day, really. So like it's good to have like something like that's a little bit dense, has good nutrients and like I mean, it's kind of a lot of fiber, so like you're gonna be a little gassy if you eat like 11 of them. But
11 of them.
you're
That's why
gonna
you
get a
just make
little
them big
gassy after like
enough.
two, or
Yeah,
apparently one of Taylor's.
you just
But
have to make them big enough so that you can't eat 11.
yeah, same results. But do you guys have any more?
Oh,
I
I
don't.
don't think so.
Okay. Well, should we call it a wrap?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys all for listening slash watching, and please come back next week. Yeah, next week. And thanks guys for coming
Next
on here.
week. Bye.
Hey, bye.
Bye.